Hi, I'm DJ Frederick, and welcome to the Ancient Analog Archive, a program curated from the vast vaults of vinyl recordings preserved and available for listening or digital download on archive.org. It's like a trip through your local library record bins from the 1960s and 70s, a time capsule of audio obscurities. We're going to delve deep into the dusty boxes of records and tapes from our analog past, preserved in digital format for the future, because the future is where we're going to spend the rest of our lives. And the first recording we're going to explore on this edition of the Ancient Analog Archive is an album called A New Sound from the Japanese Bach Scene. Yeah, that sounds really intriguing, and it actually is. It was released on RCA Victor in 1969, and has some wonderful musicians playing the music of Bach. Tatsuro Takimoto plays bass, Takeshi Inamata plays drums. It's got Sadan Nuri Nakamura on guitar, Kazui Sawi on koto, and Tadeo Sawi also on koto, with Hosan Yamamoto on shakuhachi. So let's dig into some new sounds from the Japanese Bach Scene. We're going to start with Air on a G-String from Orchestral Suite No. 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
some beautiful music to be heard on archive.org. That's the LP, A New Sound from the Japanese Box Scene, released by RCA in 1969. We heard Air on a G-String, Minuet in G from the Notebook for Anna Magdalena, Largo from Concerto No. 5 for harpsichord, Gavotte No. 1 from the English Suite No. 3, and Fugue No. 1 from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 1. Now, something you're guaranteed to hear on the Ancient Analog Archive is a lot of snap, crackle, pop, a lot of dusty grooves on these records. So I hope you don't mind the analog sound. For some of us, it's very reassuring and soothing. You might say it's music to our ears.
Soundtracks to Forgotten Films.
Bless the Beasts and the Children was a film released in 1971 with music by Barry DeVorzon and Perry Botkin Jr. Possibly one of the most notable things about the film, Bless the Beasts and the Children, besides the soundtrack, is that it starred Bill Mumy, yes, Will Robinson, as the main character. Now, the music won an Academy Award for Best Song, Original for the Picture, and that would be the title Bless the Beasts and the Children, as sung by the Carpenters. It also won a Grammy Award for Best Original Score, written for a motion picture. Wow. So you wouldn't think that this music is forgotten, and some of it isn't forgotten, but for a totally different reason. We'll get to that. Let's drop the needle.
Thank you. bless the peace and the children, for in this world they have no voice, they have no choice. Bless the peace and the children,
if that sounds familiar, it is. That is Nadia's theme, which is also the theme to the soap opera The Young and the Restless, and it's been the theme since 1973. Well, there it is in all its glory. Bless the beasts and the children. Music by Barry DeVerzon and Perry Botkin Jr. Recorded in 1971.
Casanova. Rickish seducteur. Suave. Dashing. Librarian. You're on The Sound Beat. Giacomo Casanova's womanizing exploits were the stuff of legend, but he was also an astrologer, a spy, even author of one of the first science fiction novels, and one neglectful librarian. When poverty late in life forced him to take a position in a castle 60 miles north of Prague, he despaired, even contemplated suicide. At his physician's urging, he wrote his memoirs. All 3,700 pages of them. He probably should have been, you know, doing librarian sorts of things, but the exercise probably saved his life. What pleasure, he wrote, in remembering one's pleasures. You're listening to Johann Strauss II's operetta, Casanova. The plot is a bit Lifetime Channel. Strauss's Casanova flees not poverty, but the jealous husbands of Venice. And he's soon up to his old tricks again. To be continued at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody saying, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. No use fighting about things we can't recall. It don't matter now at all. Just come on home. Baby, we'll laugh and sing. We'll make love. Let the telephone ring. Doorbell ring, baby, come on in. Got James Taylor on the stereo. I'm glad you come around. I've been feeling down, just talking to Tony and Mario. You know they make good conversation. Still, it ain't no consolation. 'Cause I got love, baby. Somebody comes, we'll let the doorbell ring. Sit, ring, ring, golden ring, around the sun, around your pretty finger. Ring, ring, voices ring, with a happy tune, anybody can be a singer. Man, let the wedding bells ring. Oh, hand in hand, we'll stand upon the sand. With the preacher man, let the wedding bells ring.
Well, welcome back to the Ancient Analog Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, mining the caverns of archive.org for downloadable music or streamable music or whatever you'd like to do, some research. It's amazing. I mean, we could talk about archive.org for the next decade or two and still barely scratch the surface of the wonderful files that are there, an archive, a digital library for all of us. And one of the albums you would find is Cimarron Rings from 1971, a band that consisted of Richard Menegra on guitar and vocals, Mike Leach on bass, Rick Yancey on guitar and vocals, Gene Chrisman on drums, Cheryl Parks on harmonica, Bobby Emmons on organ, Reggie Young on guitar, and Howard Bishop on percussion, and even Bobby Wood on piano. What a big group. Oh, yeah, and Johnny Christopher, rhythm guitar. So this is an album that, or a band that released a single that became very well known on the AM radio bands back in the day, and the rest of the album, incredibly obscure. So let's sample a couple more tracks from Cimarron from the album Rings.
Across the Kansas skies, a young bird is bound to fly. Well, you're of your own mind, and you know you're free. You said you weren't looking for a life that would tie you down. So if you want out, it's alright with me. And Sandra, here's another chance to turn me round. If that's the way want it to be, catch a train tomorrow, you'll be on your way. All it will take you to get to nowhere, I cannot say. But you burn another bridge along your way. I know you always were together with the highway. Steel string guitars, they don't fit your life. And if you think that a tie-dye dream is gonna make you happy, and that's where you are, well, you could be right. I can make no secrets of my sorrow. You put me through some changes for the better at the time, and I see no way that we can help you. So I think it would be the best thing to make up your own mind. And if you still need another chance to turn me around, then that's the way.
Search the whole world over to find yourself, when all along it might be there on your own doorstep. After all the winding roads through every zone, I find myself right back with you where I should have been all alone. In your mind, that's where I wanna be. That's where I wanna stay. There in your mind, safe and warm. Reaching out for summer, you're bound to feel some wild wind blow. Picking up the pieces while I walk through your door. Now you've made my life complete. I found what I'm looking for in your mind.
couple of songs from the album Rings by Cimarron. We heard Across the Kansas Sky and In Your Mind. More music that can be discovered on archive.org.
Shortwave audio.
On archive.org, there are endless hours of audio recorded off of shortwave frequencies from, the past 60 to 70 years. On the Ancient Analog Archive, we're going to hear a program that I used to listen to quite regularly, Johnny Rockin' and Scream of the Butterfly. Now, he started out as a pirate broadcaster and eventually migrated to WBCQ. We're going to hear a few snippets from one of the programs broadcast on WBCQ around the turn of the millennium. Here's Johnny Rockin' and Scream of the Butterfly on the Ancient Analog Archive.
Coming to you from Rancho Cordova, a veritable jewel in the belly of California, it's the Scream of the Butterfly. Actually, geographically speaking, we're probably more like a nipple piercing. Hi, I'm Johnny Rockin', and we've got a great show for you. Last year we did an all-instrumental show that everybody seemed to enjoy, so we're going to do it again tonight. We'll be hearing some cool surf guitar cuts, a rare one from Chuck Berry, and three by Booker T and the MGs, along with the usual psychedelia. The Scream of the Butterfly is brought to you by Universal Radio. Universal Radio is the radio hobbyist's best choice for gear in all price ranges, and they've been around since 1942. Visit them on the web at www.universal-radio.com.
On World Band Radio and the Internet, it's the Scream of the Butterfly.
Thank you.
Radio from the left coast for your right brain. It's Johnny Rocket and the Scream of the Butterfly. Scream of the Butterfly, getting into our all-instrumental show with three nice ones. We started with Webb Wilder and Horror Hayride from his first LP. Followed it with a backing track by San Francisco's Moby Grape, that's called Rounder. And closed it out with a raver by a group called Rhinoceros, and that was their tune Apricot Brandy. And that one featured the heavy sound of the Hammond B3 organ. And we'll be hearing three by a group that really got the most out of the B3, Booker T and the MGs, in just 1 minute on The Scream. Universal Radio's catalog is a must for radio amateurs, scanner enthusiasts, and shortwave listeners. Universal's catalog is more than 100 pages long, and it's packed with shortwave receivers, scanners, antennas, amateur transceivers, and more for every budget. Universal Radio also has an excellent selection of reference books and CD-ROMs. See the latest and best communications gear. Send for your free catalog today by calling 1-800-431-3900. 1-800-431-3939. That's 1-800-431-3939. Or for priority mail delivery, send $3 to Universal Radio, 6830 Americana Parkway, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, 43068. That's Universal Radio, 6830 Americana Parkway, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, 43068.
I'm not in.
He's not in.
Find out who it is.
Who? It's a Hawaiian.
A Hawaiian?
Well, he must be. He says he's brown from the morning sun.
The Scream of the Butterfly.
The Scream of the Butterfly.
Thank you.
This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Ancient Analog Archive. And we've been listening to some shortwave transmissions of Scream of the Butterfly from WBCQ. I think I'm going to leave it right here for this program. I do hope that you're enjoying these programs, and if you'd like them to continue, please email me at imaginarystations@gmail.com. I'd be glad to hear your feedback and glad to hear from you. Until next time, 73, and wishing you many blessings.